During Beaver Roundup last year, I was sitting in our Bayside apartment when my girlfriend sent me a text message. At 2 p.m., there will be a candy drop from an airplane. Don't miss it. She'd spoken to the pilot of a red Super Cub who would be flying in low over Dillingham to drop candy and prizes for kids. I hurried downtown, but Main Street was oddly deserted. Unbeknownst to me, the drop site had been changed, and when the Super Cub flew directly over my head a few minutes later, not so much as a Tootsie Roll spiraled to the ground. Instead, the plane banked north for the water tower. Moments later, it dived out of sight, and I heard children cheering. Through slushy streets, I ran all the way to the fenced-in playground by the water tower, just as the plane was returning. Inside the fence surged a herd of youngsters, brandishing plastic grocery sacks as they sloshed over wet grass for goodies spinning earthward. Watching, I was swept with nostalgia. All week, I'd been flashing back to my years in South Central Alaska, feasting on beluga burgers at the Kenai Days barbecue, watching the rodeo during Soldotna Progress Days or the Iditarod start at Fur Rendezvous, food tasting with my kids at the Kenai River Festival, and admiring ice sculptures during the Peninsula Winter Games. Beaver Roundup was like all those things in one neat little homespun bundle. Although poor snow conditions canceled all the sled dog and snowmobile competitions last year, the rest of the events proceeded as planned. Cars and people thronged Main Street for about 30 to 40 minutes of parade action and flying candy. The fun run and the outhouse race were brief but exciting, and I enjoyed the pickled salmon and agutuk competitions, dilly capers, the chili and chowder cook-offs, the crafts fair, and the fireworks finale at the harbor. For most of the winter, life in Dillingham is slow. But during Beaver Roundup, the energy is palpable and frenetic. Everybody, it seems, comes out for at least one event, be it frozen turkey bowling, the traditional foods feast, live music from the New Stew Band, or Dillingham Idol. Beaver Roundup, like Fur Rendezvous, developed around the traditional gathering of local trappers bringing their pelts to market. Since those trappers had sled dog teams, it was only natural for some competition to evolve. At the very first Beaver Roundup, 26 teams battled for honors. Then, over the years, the gathering grew into a multi-day affair with a wide variety of events. Of course, not every event survived its debut. A number of years ago, two pilots competed to see whose airplane propeller could break the most balloons. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured. Despite uncooperative weather last year, Beaver Roundup reminded everyone again of the spirit of community and the uniqueness of Western Bristol Bay. And that, I think, is what's really important. These celebrations are filled with real rural citizens, coming together with everything they've got. Local residents make the floats, drive the cars, and toss the candy. And if our brief parades sometimes seem a little hokey and are jam-packed with ordinary folks, it's because it's supposed to be that way. That's who we are. The residents of rural Alaska and small towns everywhere, holding up a virtual mirror to ourselves and doing the best we can.
We've had 40 years of Roundup, and we'd like at least 40 more of good time celebration on the Nooshagak shores. Beaver Roundup, by the shores of the Nooshagak, Beaver Roundup. When the trappers all come back, Beaver Roundup. Where we gather in the old familiar way and celebrate the roundup time in Dillingham, a.k.a. Beaver Roundup. By the shores of the Nooshagak, Beaver Roundup. When the trappers all come back, Beaver Roundup. Where we gather in the old familiar way and celebrate the roundup time in Dillingham, a.k.a. Thank you very much.